There is a major machlokes haposkim on the Seder of Leil, should say Motzei Shabbos Chanukah. A Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, we have two mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and we have the mitzvah of Havdalah. So what is the order? Do we make Havdalah first and then Ner Chanukah? Or do we do Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah? There's also a debate, even though it's not a debate Bizman Hazeh, but there is a debate in the Rishonim on Erev Shabbos. What do we do first, Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah? Of course, you're saying, like, what do you mean? Once you light Ner Shabbos, how could you light Ner Chanukah? Very simply. Number one, Ner Shabbos is Tadir, but very simply because who says you accept Shabbos? According to many Rishonim, you don't accept Shabbos with. You don't necessarily accept Shabbos by lighting near Shabbos. Since our minhag is to be machmir, like the Bahag and others, so therefore the common practice today, I haven't seen anyone do otherwise, but one should light Chanukah then Shabbos. I'm assuming if you lit Shabbos candles first, so if you had in mind to accept Shabbos, then obviously you can't light. The question whether you could still get someone else to light for you. But if you lit Shabbos candles, having in mind not to accept Shabbos, and then it shouldn't be your problem lighting near Chanukah. So that's the minig. However, the minig on the other end isn't so clear. So what seems to be clear is in shul, the minig seems to be near Chanukah, and then Havdalah. But what about the minig when you go home and you're gonna go home and make Havdalah and near Chanukah? So that's yesh v'yesh. Obviously, the standard is because this for the Hamonam, it makes sense. You light, you want to end Shabbos, and then it might be too confusing for people. So therefore, the simple pshat is you just make Havdalah and then you light near Chanukah. You don't want people getting into the custom of doing malacha before Havdalah. So therefore, that's the prevalent minhag. However, in the postgame, there are many who say Ner Chanukah comes first. So what exactly is the issue? We seem to have an explicit Gemara in Shabbos that if you don't have enough money for either wine for Kiddush or candles for Chanukah is presuming Nisa, wine for Kiddush is Tadir, so it seems to be clear-cut that Persumei Nisa wins. So everyone should agree you should make Ner Chanukah first and then Havdalah. Why is there even a debate on the matter? So could it be this debate depends on a major machlokes Rishonim regarding how you learn the reason for why when Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, when we take out three Sifrei Torah, everyone agrees to the order, Parsha Shavua, Rosh Chodesh, and then Chanukah. The question is why? According to one school of thought is, well, Persumei Nisa Adif only teaches me if it's an either or. I only could do one, so then I do the one Persumei Nisa. If I'm doing both, Tadir teaches me Kadima. So according to that school of thought, so if I'm doing both, so then I should do Havdalah first, because that's Tadir, and then Chanukah. However, according to the second school of thought, that Persumei Nisa Adif, and that's why, and the only reason we do it at the end is because it's Yotir Persumei Nisa, because we get to read from the Haftorah of Neira Zechariah. But if not, Persumei Nisa would go first, if all things being equal. So then according to school number two, you should light near Chanukah first. That seems to be the Nekudas HaMachokes. How you view, are you limiting the Gemara's call or Persumei Nisa Adif to an either or? Only then Persumei Nisa wins, but if not, you kick in the rules of Tadir. Or do I say no, that a Persumei Nisa Adif wins all the time? And we have a similar Shaila, it's nothing to do with Persumei Nisa, but it has to do more with the Tadir Shaila, we find something similar in either or, is because halacha is, the Gemara tells us in brachas, it's a debate, discussion. Let's say a person is man mincha, and by definition, it's man musaf also, the way we paskin. So the question is, if yavin daven mincha and yavin daven musaf, what takes kadima? So that's the discussion. The Gemara, we paskin, mincha comes first because of tadir. However, we assume if you're davening in shul, to keep things simple, so you're not going to go out of order, so we daven musaf first, and then mincha, not to confuse the rabbin. But strictly speaking, mincha is tadir, you do mincha before musaf. So that seems to be pretty clear cut. So the Achronim, the Noah, the Behuda, others raised the Shiloh. What about if it's right before sunset? Let's assume, in our example, that Yom Tov and Mincha pass sunset, depending which version of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's assume that. And I'll assume it takes you 5 minutes to daven each Shmoneh Esrei. But you could plug in your own numbers. The point of the hypothetical Shaila is you only have time to daven either Tfilas Mincha or the Shmoneh Esrei for Musaf. You can't do both. You're running against the clock. So the Shaila is, which one do I do? So Pashas, one would say, well, the Gemara already told us. If you have a conflict between Musaf and Mincha, Mincha wins because of Tadir. So therefore, based on that, you'd say you daven mincha, and that's it. However, others point that it's not so simple. It's true, the Gemara says, the Gemara is giving you an option, you're going to do both, it's just an issue of tadir. So tadir teaches me kadima, but does tadir teach me either or? So in this case, it's either or. So why wouldn't I do mincha? So I need a compelling reason why, if I only have tadir versus nothing, then why not do mincha over musaf? However, some posts can be not a compelling reason why you should do musaf first. Why? Because that's what Tosus points out in the Gemara Brachas Chavav Amad Aleph, that when the Gemara talks about the din of tashrumin, it talks about you forget ma'ariv, you make it up at shacharish. Shachar is the mincha, and the chiddush is even mincha and ma'ariv of two different days. So Tosis says, the Gemara is very conspicuous. It left out musaf. What about if you forget musaf? Could you make up musaf the next day? Because musaf is called yom, so you'd have to make it up, I guess, a ma'ariv the next night. So the Gemara says, no. Tefillah is fundamentally rachamininu. So on tefillah, which is rachamininu, so therefore you make it up. Halavai, she spelled adam kol yom kula, but Musaf is fundamentally karbanos, so that we don't make up. Therefore, there are yom abato karbanos. So there is no concept of tashlumin by musaf. So therefore, there are those poskim who say, so bishlom, if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to daven now musaf and mincha. So tadir kicks in. I should daven mincha before musaf because it's teaching me kadima. But here, if I daven mincha and don't daven musaf, then it's too late. Over yom ubato karbano. If I daven musaf and then I'm honest on mincha, so then I could daven tashlumin and make up mincha. Therefore, those poskim will say that you should daven musaf first. But the point is, it's like we have the same issue in the Rishonim, whether presuming nisa adav only works either, the Gemara's example is either or. So the question is, do we extend it as well to if you're doing both, it's an issue of kadima, machok is rishonim, and here it's the opposite. The Gemara talks about tadir wins when it's a sequence. The shaila is, do you invoke tadir when there's another factor, i.e. no tashrum? That's the machok is rishonim regarding that issue. So it's on the flip side of the shaila of if you make Havdalah, do you do Havdalah first or near Chanukah? So again, yesh v'yesh, but I guess the prevalent custom is probably Havdalah first. Well, in short, it's Chanukah, but Havdalah first and not Yochana, not to confuse people, but obviously whatever, either minig is acceptable, you know, both choices are acceptable in terms of that, but it comes down to how you learn the principle of persume nisa adav. Is it limited to either or? Do we apply these even if doing two things? And on the reverse side, tadya definitely applies in sequence. The question is, would we invoke the tadya principle in the case where if I don't have a musaf now, there will be no tashlumin? And in fact, this reminds you that that's the shaila that comes up in certain nursing homes, like in the summer. So generally speaking, we daven ma'ariv. The cool is, or if it's a cool or not, but you could daven ma'ariv after plag ha-mincha. In certain nursing homes, plag ha-mincha is too late. So I've been in different nursing homes in New York and Queens where they daven mincha. Well, I was davening with them once, and then they went right into Myra. So I didn't daven Myra because I was I could get a minion later on, or I could daven later on. But apparently, they were, you know, the people go to sleep, or they went daven later. So I asked one of the people. Now I asked one of the people who worked there. They said, "Yeah, they got a psak from a rabbi." I think I ended up speaking to different people. I heard it was rabbi because it was Rabbi Steinberg from Queens, but I can't confirm it. But whoever it was, and let's assume it wasn't him, but let's assume there is a shita. In other words, that's the shaila. Do I daven ma'ariv now? Because what I mean, let's say the case is, let's say it's not an old age home, but the case is, and maybe it makes a difference if it's every day versus once in a while, but let's go our case, the nursing home, they're going to sleep. So what are my two options? Either daven ma'ariv before plag ha-mincha, which, you know, perhaps you have the Pnei Yehoshua and others to rely on, but it's definitely a shas adchak, that davening ma'ariv before plag ha-mincha, or do I say, well, okay, well, it's before this, like, I don't think, by shachar it's a mincha, we probably wouldn't say a ma'ariv because it's a rishus, the name of Dr. Mizman is probably more to work with, but do I say, okay, so I can't daven ma'ariv, I'm an onus, so then I'll daven two shmona esrei as a chacharis. So that would be the issue is, do I say, this is more of an issue is, what's better to rely on tashlumin and daven a second shmona esrei at chacharis? That's what some might say, or the way this nursing home paskind, that it's better to daven ma'ariv bizmano. I'm assuming since it's a regular occurrence, so if it's ba'akrai, so then maybe you argue you do tashlum, and I guess, but to do a tashlum every day, that, you know, they probably don't feel it's going to work, and also maybe you could go into the meta halacha, maybe psychologically as well, that you don't want people who are usually elderly, or certainly elderly, but could be more sick and vulnerable and maybe more prone to depression or other things. So you don't want them to feel bad that, like, they grew up their whole life davening ma'ariv and now they feel like I'm just making up tashlumin. So other factors could go in as well to the psak. But that's from a pure halacha, that's the question. Can I daven ma'ariv early b'di'eved? Well, they say no. So if you hold the yotze, obviously you must hold the yotze before plag ha-mincha, or else you wouldn't daven. So therefore, do I daven ma'ariv before plag b'shas hadchak being yotze, or is it better to rely on a tashlumin on the next day? So that's the shaila.